Does that come from page one?
Everybody get their fix over there. Struggling or stellar, how do we do? Did I miss any? I didn't get to all of mine, but anything you think I should add, or it's just in your mind, from your point of view, just this separates some of the stellar from the struggling?
I think having a real clear focus of what you're going after is something that I don't think was on the list that I have, because I'm more of a...
Judd, am I pronouncing that correct?
Judd White Button.
Nancy is so kind to come share some tips today on how to position yourself as an expert. This by way of introduction, now I was going to sort of wing it, but then I realized I'd have the expert of bio's introduction. There's no way I can improve on what she's already written about herself. So to make sure you hear exactly the way she wants you to remember her, Nancy Judd is a work-in-the-trenches publicist, newspaper columnist, speaker, and the creator of the Media Savvy To Go publicity toolkit that empowers business owners everywhere with essential ways to get seen, heard, and celebrated in their own backyards through the power of free publicity. She is also the creator of the new Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Guide, the one I reviewed and think is wonderful. Copies over here for sale. She knows how to work with the media to create winning results, and she wants to help business owners elsewhere or everywhere quickly get up to speed so they can do the same for their own growing businesses. So from the standpoint of positioning yourself as an expert, as we chatted, I said there's some folks here that are thinking about self-employment. There's some that probably have their own consulting practices of various intensities. And I would even argue for most executives need to be thinking of how do I get visibility as an expert in whatever my discipline is. So I think this is going to be quite useful.
Great.
Take it away.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the lovely introduction. Isn't it great to have a bio on hand for just on occasions when you need one? It's really great to be here today. I love speaking to groups about new and unconventional ways that they can come to the attention of the decision makers that they're looking to influence, because what you'll soon find out is that with a few well-chosen words, a few well-implemented strategies or tactics, you can all of a sudden get more of what you want faster than you thought possible, and you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. When you all land at your new companies, you'll say to yourselves, I learned so much there that I can't wait to deploy these tools in our own marketing department. And you as an expert in your own company, someone who's known for being extraordinary at what you do and how you do it, you'll be able to use some of these tools to stay visible so that should the shift pass and you have to make another jump, people will know who you are. It will be a no-brainer for them to say yes, and you'll be able to get on with your life's work fast. Does that sound good?
Sure.
So I came in at the tail end of the presentation and I saw, you know, some of the discussion about how to write a cover letter and why to write a cover letter and when is a cover letter good and who's obsessing about their resume and all of this sort of thing, and I totally get all of that. So what I'm going to be talking about is maybe some unconventional things that you haven't thought about that might be the perfect antidote to solve the problem at hand, which is where can I land faster? Some of this may feel totally comfortable for those of you who are more outgoing than others, and some of this may feel a little bit out of your comfort zone. But what I would say is that if you keep on doing the things that you've always done, you'll always get the same result, and if you try a couple of new things, maybe things will be better or different or preferred. So rather than go on and on and on, I thought I'd offer some examples that are very recent and relevant that could get you all excited. My friend Debbie Whitlock owns a company called Sound Financial Partners, and she's a financial advisor, and she helps people accumulate wealth and manage their wealth and this sort of thing. And she's among a many in a cast of thousands who want to do the exact same thing. She smiles and dials a lot to call decision makers, CPAs, lawyers, professional service providers, to see if she can earn a place on their consideration set as someone to whom they will be proud to refer business. What tends to happen is she smiles and dials, leaves a lot of messages and hopes and prayers, prays that people will call her back, and sometimes she's disappointed. Well, while she's doing that, she's also making an effort to get known as an expert in her field. And it just so happened that she mentioned to me while we were walking on the treadmill that over the last several years, her husband and her have traded spaces as far as who's the lead breadwinner in the family, and she is now in the lead position. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? How's that going for you? She says, well, it's very interesting, and she told me a few things, just girl to girl over the treadmill. Well, the very next day, I received a media query from a service that you can subscribe to for free called helpareporter.com that was from Forbes magazine, looking to speak with influential women who earn more than their husbands and to find out how that was shaken out in their marriage. Well, she told me that confidentially, so I didn't feel compelled to go out and pitch her to Forbes.com, but I sent an email to Debbie and I said, this media lead sounds perfect for you. If you have a story that you think would be relevant, why don't you make a pitch to this reporter and see what happens? Well, she did, and she was the lead paragraph on Forbes.com. Well, she's a relationship builder, so while she was talking to this reporter, she said, well, what else are you working on, and how can I be of service? And she said, well, I just happen to be doing a story about women in estate planning. Are you someone who can talk to me about that? Ka-ching, ka-ching, hallelujah. Just last week, Forbes.com, where America's business leaders gather, that's on their homepage, she was in the lead paragraph going on and on about women and what they need to do to plan their estate, whether they're suddenly single or whatever the case may be. These are some tips and strategies that they should follow. Well, this is where the part of the story that gets really delicious. You know those local decision makers that she's been smiling and dialing to reach and not calling her back? This one attorney calls her with the Forbes magazine in his hand and he says, well, I guess I should have called you back before you were so famous or so expensive. So that's exactly what happened on the phone call. They started chatting. They had a great relationship. The guy said, I knew it was fated that we would be doing business together, and now they are. So that's just one example of someone who took advantage of a free media query, helpareporter.com. I'm going to tell you about this. It's a free service. There are over 100,000 people around the nation that subscribe, both reporters, bloggers, do-it-yourself publicists, job seekers, you name it, they're all there. You sign up for free at helpareporter.com, and then immediately you start getting queries in your inbox that say, I'm a reporter for ABC publication. I'm looking to talk to an expert about XYZ, and I need to hear from you by this date. That's when you can put some of these fabulous skills about being a stunning job applicant to work. I'm the perfect candidate for your story. Here's my song and dance. Here's a link to my webpage. Here's a link to my, here's my key points, and I can't wait to be of service. And that's all you do. You get to be really good at responding to these leads, and pretty soon you're in Forbes, you're in the Wall Street Journal, you're wherever you want to be with ease. And it's a beautiful thing, because then when you write your bio, you can say, not only am I a magnificent, extraordinary contributor in all of these many ways, but I've also been quoted regularly in Forbes.com, the Wall Street Journal, and on all these important radio programs, and you can count on me to deliver an extraordinary message in record time that will really make a difference for your people. How cool is that? Okay, so help a reporter. Who's going to join? There's another one just like it called PitchRate.com. It's free, P-I-T-C-H-R-A-T-E, PitchRate.com. Those leads are a little less specific, but equally fabulous. I wrote an article about how to say bye-bye to your boring bio, and I pitched it to PitchRate.com, and it ran on the employer, what is it, the Professional and Self-Employed Business Journal. And they've invited me to be a regular contributor. How cool is that? Those are my people. I would love to be a regular contributor to that audience, and I've gotten an invitation. Didn't cost me any money, took me just a very little bit of time, and it's making me very visible. So the more visible you are, the easier it is for you to get where you want to go faster. Now, another wonderful story. My neighbor, John Hudson, has a very obscure niche. He's a forensic accountant, and he's the right thing to a very narrow sphere of people. It's very difficult for him to get in to see the decision makers because, number one, there are much bigger companies that do what it is that he does. He used to work for them before he went out on his own. And number two, it's hard to, just like my friend Debbie, you're smiling and dialing and hoping the guy will return your call, and sometimes they don't. So I told him, why don't you see if any of these players that you want to play with have blogs and see what they're blogging about, and then if they're blogging about something that you have something to add to the conversation, why don't you chime in on their blog and say something powerful and relevant and interesting that invites their attention? He says to me, well, what do I have to lose? So I'll give it a try. So I was walking the dog. He has a golden retriever, and so do I, so I happened to stop by his house, and I said, so how's that going? He said, oh, my goodness. You told me to make two posts on these two blogs. I made two posts on these two blogs. Both of the position managers called me, and we're meeting next week. How much time did it take? Very little. How much money did he spend? Not a lot. Zero. That's the kind of investment a lot of people are interested in right now. So he got exactly what he wanted just by doing that. So how does that apply to you? Where do you want to play? What companies do you want to work for? Do they have blogs? Is there a way for you to start following those blogs and making meaningful commentary to the blog? It's not hire me now. It's contributing to the conversation in a meaningful way that demonstrates how remarkable you are, how thoughtful you are, the value that you can bring, but not as a candidate, as just an amazing player. When you're an amazing player making a magnificent contribution, that always stands alone, and the right opportunities will show up. I want to show you another example. Aren't these great examples?
Yeah, they are.
I was at a networking event. We all go to networking events, because when you go to networking events, you meet people who are potential decision makers who have the influence to possibly invite you to play with them. And I went to one, because I like to do that too. Laura Leist runs a company called Eliminate Chaos. She's written a number of books. She's been in business for quite a while. And she had heard about me, but we'd never met in person. And she said, I've been meaning to call you because I hear you can help me get seen in the media, and I want to know how to do that. And I said, well, what do you really want? She says, I want a big, huge story about me in the Puget Sound Business Journal because the people who read it are my people. And I said, well, let me hear a little bit more about your story. And so I asked her a few strategic questions. This is called the Growing Your Business section. And in order to qualify for a story in this section, you have to be running a company that does at least $250,000 a year. You have to have some employees. You have to be in business for a couple of years. And the most important ingredient in being featured in this section is that you have to have powerful lessons from which other business owners and decision makers can profit. And so I asked her all those questions. And I said, what powerful lessons have you learned growing your company from zero to $600,000 to $800,000 a year over the last however many years? And she said, well, I've learned this, I've learned that, I've learned that. I said, bingo, hallelujah, you meet the recipe. So I said, here's what you do. You write to Ben Miller, who oversees the Growing Your Business section, and you say, I would like to invite you to consider writing a Growing Your Business feature about my company, Eliminate Chaos. I qualify because A, B, and C, I meet the 250, I've got employees, I've been in business for a while, but most importantly for your readers, I have these many powerful lessons from which they can profit so they can get to success faster than I did. I can't wait to follow up with you soon to see how we go next steps with the story. Yours very truly, Laura Leist. So then she follows up and she follows up and she feels like it's going on deaf ears. But the thing of it was, an organization story is really well timed for September. So the people at the newspaper sat on this until last week, and then look what she got. How cool is that? Her phone's ringing off the hook. Her email is full. Her website visits are escalating. She can frame this and put it on the lobby of her beautiful home office that she works from because she doesn't need to have commercial space, because what would be the point of that? See, isn't this great? You can do that too. Who here aspires to have a profile growing your business? Now you know the criteria. Easy squeezy, lemon easy. Okay. So when you do some of these same things that I've just talked about, you can have this kind of success too. What kind of success can you have? You can have a better reputation. Your website or blog can get more traffic. You can charge more for your products or services. You can attract better clients and potentially have your choice of quality engagements. You can invite better, longer-term, and more satisfying engagements. You can be book solid and have a wait list. Who wants some of this? Anybody want some of this? You can invite more opportunities to be of service, contribute to the world, and make only the contribution that you can make. You can do more of what you love. And most importantly, and this is the big thing, you can have more success with greater ease. The beauty of having an article in the newspaper, an article on the internet, or something on Forbes.com is it's a one-to-many distribution of a message. Here there's how many people in the room, and you all know each other by name and all this sort of thing. But there's a whole universe of people who haven't yet had the pleasure to meet you. But when they meet you this way, they're calling you. And isn't that a cool thing? So sometimes I ask people, you know, on the road to what it is that you want to get accomplished, you know, what are the five most powerful lead generation strategies you have in place to get more of what you want? That's the first question. And the second question is, how consistently are you applying those strategies to get to where you want to go? Audience upon audience, I ask this question. And most people say, gee, I haven't really thought about it. And what I can tell you for sure is I'm sure it's not, I'm not consistent. Whether you're looking for a job or looking for a media placement or whatever it is that you're looking for, nothing happens the first time you do it unless you're just amazingly talented or lucky. But it's that tenacious, consistent, passionate, inspired approach that you take every day that's going to lead you to the promised land. I wish there was an easy button. Gosh, I'd buy it and I'd create it. I'd make $1 million and I wouldn't be doing this anymore, I suppose. But I find that this whole consistent, tenacious, bulldog approach to staying with things that work. Ask yourself, what are the 5 most powerful things you've done to get an interview? And how consistently are you applying them? What are the 5 most powerful things you've done to whatever it is, and how consistently are you applying them? If you're not being consistent, ask yourself how much more focused you could be to make progress along those lines. I've read a lot of business books like you do, and most of them say, you know, we're brilliant, so you don't have to be, but the most important thing is you have to follow up, you have to stay with it, you have to believe. So now I'm going to tell you some of the things that you can do if you want to be known as an expert in your field. The first one kind of goes without saying is that you want to do extraordinary work for your clients, your employer, the people that you work with, because then when the other shoe drops and you need to land somewhere else, you have fans in your corner who sing your praises and make it easy for you to land to the next thing. The other thing that's important, and I think you touched on this in your presentation that I snuck in on the tail end of, is be clear about your commitment to serve others first. Because when that comes through, more doors open. A lot of times people make the mistake of starting every sentence with, I am, I'm great, I'm fabulous, I'm the one you want, I. When you use so many I's, all the other vowels are lonely. So what you want to do is you want to shift the I-you focus. So when you're talking to someone, it's, Carl, someone in your position really probably needs somebody who is X, Y, and Z, and I want to tell you that that's exactly what I am and what I do, and I want to ease that pain so that we can all move forward together. When you talk about how you're going to ease pain and you're going to address what Carl's concerns and issues are and that you're going to do it in a way that makes him happy to see your name in the caller ID or your name in his inbox, all of a sudden his ears and his shoulders are no longer connected and he's relaxed. And you're having a conversation. So try not to focus so much on yourself. Focus more on what they need and how you're the perfect answer. You're a godsend. Speaking of which, you want to have a fabulous bio that makes clear your expertise in a winning and memorable way. Now, where a lot of people go wrong, and I've talked to people for years about this, well, on the website, I'm supposed to have a bio, so I just schlepped something together and posted it. Does anyone relate to that? I just schlepped it together and posted it because I didn't want the real estate to go empty. Well, here's the thing, and this is the acid test. When people go to your website, or your blog, or wherever it is that you have your story posted, is it so fabulous that they are nodding their head and rushing for the phone or their keyboard to connect with you? Or is it so blah, blah, blah boring that they don't want to go another step closer to meeting you in person? I would venture a guess that most bios out there are pretty darn blah, blah, blah boring. So what I'm going to talk to you about are some of the cornerstones to making your bio fabulous. Because whether you're looking for a job or looking for publicity or looking for better clients or more expensive clients or whatever, this recipe always works. There are 4 things. Number 1, stunning results. Number 2, succinct stories. Number 3, sassy sound bites. And number 4, social information to help your ideal customer connect with you. So now I'm going to talk about those 4 things in a little bit more detail with some fun examples so I can bring those comments alive. What is a stunning result? Michael Gerber, the author of The E-Myth Revisited, is among the most best-selling authors of all time. His books have been translated into multiple languages, and he has saved more businesses from failure than just about anyone else on the planet. Those are stunning results. Patricia Fripp owns Patricia Fripp Speaking School. A sassy soundbite for her is Kiplinger Magazine has said that Patricia Fripp Speaking School is the 6th most important professional development skill any professional can own. Wow. Okay, so stunning results. Another stunning result would be, gosh, you're a best-selling author. You have getting phones to ring, creating buzz, and making it easy for people to close sales is what you've spent 30 years doing, and you can't wait to do it for them. Something like this. Stunning results. Get there fast. Succinct story. What is a succinct story? A succinct story is a way to say something differently that will take something that used to be boilerplate and turns it into really great. Okay, I'll use Kim Duke as an example. She owns SalesDivas.com. She's a sales trainer. The boilerplate way for her to say what she does is to say, I don't believe in cold calling. The really great way for her to say that is, I believe cold calling is best left in the freezer. I'm a publicist. People have to be able to tell me secrets so that I can write up their news and share it with the world with their permission. Now, the boilerplate way for me to say that I know how to keep a secret is for me to say, I know how to keep a secret. But you're not going to believe me. It's boring. But the really great way for me to say that is, as a 9-year-old, I figured out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and I'll never tell. And I do know, and I won't tell. It's just, it makes people laugh, it makes people feel comfortable, but it says something that's meaningful and relevant to what I do. Another example, my friend Henry DeVries is an expert in new client marketing, and he helps firms generate leads. Well, he has to know a lot about a lot of things. The boring way for him to say that is, I know a lot about a lot of things. But the really great way for him to say that is, I once lost $13,000 in the final round in Jeopardy. I love that because it says he knows a lot about a lot of things. He's good under pressure. He's good on camera. And he has a sense of humor. These are wonderful qualities that any organization would be happy to have on their team. And he's found a really great way to say it. So those are another example. Sometimes people don't have all these credentials and initials behind their name and all these other kinds of things. So they have to lead with their passion. So Dennis Connor of Design Dialogue, he's a furniture stager. He helps people get their homes ready for sale, or he helps people's homes that they're living in look better than they knew they could be if they just had a better eye. And I said, well, how did you find your way into this profession? He said, when I was 9 years old, I knew that by pushing furniture around, I could just feel better. And over the last 30 years, I've been working at all these major retailers, making their windows look better. And here I am 40 years later, still pushing furniture around, and I couldn't be happier. It's like he's still pushing furniture around and he couldn't be happier. He could have said, I'm a space expert and I know all about feng shui and, you know, be real systematic about it. But he says, I just love what I do and I can't wait to do it for you. And sometimes passion is what it is that gets people. And it certainly got me because I hired him. And you know what? We were getting our home ready to say for sale. We lived in it for 20 years and I thought it looked fine. And by the time he was done with it, it looked like a whole different place. I thought, well, why are we moving? So, okay, more on bios. Difficult economy right now. A lot of people are in transition. A lot of people are examining whether what they have been doing all these years is what they want to continue to do going forward. Is anyone feeling this way? Yes? So I'm going to talk a little bit about ours. Reinvention. We're all in the process of reinvention. Whether you're a solopreneur, someone just getting started, a consultant, someone looking for a new job, you are in the process of reinvention and you are not alone. So go to your bio and see whether or not the story that you're telling in your bio is really relevant right now. If it's not relevant right now to say what you really want, then I want you to revise it, refresh it, and relaunch it. Because I go to there's online press kits called, at presskit247.com, you can actually post your online press kit with your photo, your accomplishments, what you like to talk to the media about. You can shop press kits on PressKit247 and see how people tell their stories. And just last week I went there to see how people, some of my competitors were telling their stories, and I was surprised and dismayed that some of the folks that I most admire haven't updated their press kits since 2005. Well, the marketplace has changed. Media relations has changed. Social media has totally taken over. There's a whole new language we're all speaking. And I thought, this is one of the ways that I'm going to differentiate myself because my press kit is up to date. It actually says what I'm focusing on my business right now and how I'm serving people. And it's inviting radio interviews and talk show interviews and all kinds of wonderful things to bring my expertise one to many so I can have more of what it is that I love. I just did an interview this morning with someone in Boca Raton, Florida at 6:30 in the morning. I was cheerful. Okay, so reinvent, revisit. Is it relevant? You got to revise, refresh, and relaunch. And you can post it at PressKit 247. If you're serious about being known as an expert in your field, this is a great place to go. The very first day my press kit was live there, I got an invitation from Voice America Radio to have my own radio talk show. The very first day. So I didn't do it because it's really time-consuming to do your own radio show, but maybe someday I will. And PressKit 247 makes it easy for me.
Can I just jump in and answer that real quick? I just want to share, you know, this may not be for everyone, but I think having recently gone, I haven't uploaded it to my site yet, but gotten a new mugshot done, an updated one, and tinkered with my bio a bit. I wasn't expecting this, but just to sort of see myself in that updated, refreshed light, it was really kind of a surge of energy and enthusiasm. And I'm wondering, for a couple $100, if someone can afford it, some of you may consider going to do that, because there's just something about a real good photographer, and we both have a recommendation for you, that if they capture you at kind of your professional best, I don't know, I was surprised by how much impact I felt when I did that. And for some of you, it might have a nice...
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because Tara Gimmer, taragimmer.com, she's an amazing photographer. She's located near the stadiums in Seattle. She makes you look better than God made you. She does. And she's just amazingly gifted. And so here's what happens. If you want to be known as an expert, you want to write an article for the Puget Sound Business Journal, you want to be quoted in Forbes.com, you want to be wherever you want to be, invariably the media will say, I'm going to need a digital headshot of you so that I can run that next to the story. And if you're one of those folks that never got around to it, or you still have your picture from 1985, you're in trouble. Because if the wrong photo runs and they meet you in person, then they're going to think, well, what else are you going to fib about? And if you don't have a picture, it makes it look like your pants are laying around your feet instead of around your waist, and you want to be up to date and ready to go. So get your picture taken. Taragimmer.com makes you look better than God. Look the way you're supposed to. If you're a Fortune 500 CEO, look like it. If you're in a creative profession, don't be afraid of a sassy jacket. Don't wear bold patterns. Make sure your hair and makeup are up to date. Last year, this fellow got in touch with me. I work out of my home, so I don't typically see people in the office. So he says, I'd like to meet you at a Starbucks and talk about whatever. And I said, well, how will I know it's you? He says, well, there's my picture on the website. And there's a nice-looking guy with really dark chestnut brown hair and looked like he was about 45. I thought, okay, I know what I'm looking for. And he said, how will I know it's you? He says to me. I said, well, my picture's on the website, and it's a recent picture, so I should be easy to find. And, oh, by the way, I'm really tall. So he says, okay. So I go to the Starbucks, and I'm looking around for this guy with the chestnut brown hair, and it was totally gray. And the picture must have been 15 years old. And it was awkward because, I mean, he's a fairly handsome guy, but I said, you know, why don't you go see Tara Gimmer and get a new picture? I couldn't pick you out of the crowd. It was a good thing you could pick me out because I couldn't recognize you. So another thing about pictures, obviously I mentioned the whole thing about the sassy jackets. I'm in a creative profession. I'm supposed to be memorable. On my website, I wear this kind of a peacock blue silk. It's very vibrant because I am, you know, there's no hiding it. So I go to Dallas. Nobody knows me in Dallas, but I'm wearing the same jacket. And some lady comes up from behind me, and she taps me on the shoulder, and she says, aren't you Nancy Judden? I'm in Dallas, for God's sakes. I said, well, yes, I am. She said, I recognized you from your website. I love that jacket. It's perfect on you. I've been following your work for years, and I want to talk to you about how you can be of service to my people in Portland. So since then, I've done 3 publicity workshops in Portland. I've done radio shows in Portland, and it was all because she recognized me with the sassy jacket. So if it makes sense for you to have a signature look, do it. If it doesn't, don't do it. Okay, how else can you get known as an expert in your field? I want you to contribute commentary, tips, resources, and such to social networks, online forums, blogs, radio shows, and other media. Since you're all going to sign up for Hero, helpareporter.com, and PitchRate, those leads will be coming your way, and you can just respond to them. And when they call to interview you, hot dog hallelujah, there you are. You can also study up on the top 10 blogs in your industry. Start watching them. You can also study up on the editorial calendar at the Puget Sound Business Journal, because they do a banking, investment, and finance special section. They do a healthcare special section. They do a women business owners special section. What they're looking for in these special sections are commentary from experts just like you that can add some perspective to a current conversation. And if you have an article in the Puget Sound Business Journal on a Friday afternoon, they say with pass-along readership, there's over 100,000 decision makers that are reading it. If the information you're sharing is useful, timely, interesting, provocative, memorable, and helpful, and then they see that it's your name at the end with your email address and your phone number, you just made it easy for them to pick up the phone and have a conversation. And I have to tell you this funny story because it really happened. I write a column for the Puget Sound Business Journal called Media Savvy, and I've been writing it for about 2 years. It's wonderful for everybody because everybody learns a little bit about do-it-yourself publicity without spending any money, and I get awareness with all the people that are my people. And you never know who's reading your stuff. I want to be known in my own backyard and beyond. So last year, I get this call from this business owner in Napa Valley. And he says, I've been reading your column for some time. I'd like you to take a meeting. I said, okay. He said, I'll meet you at the Seattle Hilton on this date at this time. And I said, well, how will I know it's you? He says, well, I'm very tall. And I said, well, me too. And he says, well, I'm 6'10". I said, oh, well. So I go in and meet him. It's all very nice. He has this notebook in his hand. We have this very cordial conversation. And he's very impressed with what he's learned about what I do, and he's telling me about his project. It sounds like a good opportunity for both of us. And then he had this notebook in his hand, and I said, well, what do you got there? And he said, well, let me show you. And it was his notebook, and it had 5 tabs. The first of them was all of the Puget Sound Business Journals I'd written up until that point. The second was the 12 Snohomish County Business Journal columns I'd written prior to that. The third was copies of my Media Savvy to Go e-zine that he had received, and there was all this yellow highlighting. The next one was the blog, pages from the blog that he really liked, and then there was one other. But by the time he got to the 5th tab, my mouth was like wide open. I thought, wait. And then I don't know. And so there was this like pregnant pause, and then he says, as you can see, I'm a big fan of your work. I have a 5-figure project. It's yours if you want it. Are you ready to say yes today?
Are you ready to go up at that point?
Well, I said, sure. I said, sure. Because the reason I tell you this story is not to boast or brag or anything like that, because I'm just a common, ordinary gal that has a certain specific expertise. But I write about it regularly in the newspaper. People read it. Not everybody's ready to buy right today. At some point, people need to get to know, like, and trust, and respect what you do, in order for them to pick up the phone and say, you're my guy. This guy watched me for 2 years. He had the timing and opportunity were perfect. He gave me a call. He said, can we do business? I said, yes. It didn't cost me anything to write those columns other than a little bit of time. I didn't pay any money to do it. The influence I gained as a result of doing it continues to exponentiate in other things that I'm doing. So do you have the dream to write a column? I'll give you an example from someone who was in transition. Randy Woods, I think he was the associate editor of Seattle Business Monthly for the longest time, and they had some reorganization there. And so he was a guy in transition. He now writes a column called Higher Ground for the Seattle Times. And he's in the Sunday paper every Sunday. And it's a wonderful thing. So sometimes you can end up getting a column or a radio show or something like that, and all of a sudden you're the guy that people like to hear from who talks about whatever that is. Okay, how are we doing? Are we learning anything?
Yeah.
Okay. How many more minutes?
Until 10. So.
Oh, okay. I just when people. Nice to meet you. Can I give you a handout? Not a handout, but flyers. 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 No handouts. No handouts. Okay. If you haven't done an electronic newsletter, you might consider starting one. Because here again, you can build a tribe of people who love to listen to what you have to say. If you're sharing information that people can use, and you're only using 20% of the space in your newsletter to sell, that's about the right ratio. Over a period of time, people will opt in, they'll refer new people to your newsletter. You may start with 5 subscribers today. 2 years from now, you could have 2,000 subscribers. Seth Godin, who wrote The Purple Cow and Tribes and all these books, he says, all you need is 1,000 raving fans. So if you could start today with 1,000 raving fans with your newsletter, it's easy to do. You can go to constantcontact.com. For $300 for the entire year, you can send as many e-zines as you want to your people and stay in front of them in a relevant, useful sort of way. If you haven't started blogging, is anyone here blogging? Nobody's blogging. You're blogging. Sometimes they say, have you started a blog? Are you blogging? Do you even go to a blog? Does anyone here go to blogs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. If you don't want to start a blog of your own, why don't you dip your toe in the water and start blogging on other people's blogs and see how that feels for you? Because pretty soon you can start getting to see the right decision maker, and you're like my friend John Hudson, and you're having meetings to discuss actually doing business. You can also blog on any subject matter or expertise on some of these reader blog sites like Seattle PI as a reader blogger or examiner.com as a reader blogger. And I want to give you an example from my husband's experience. My husband spent many years in corporate America as a corporate benefits communications wizard. And right around after the 20th year or so, his soul was sort of sitting at the door, and he just wasn't excited about it anymore. And I said, well, you got to make a change. You got to do something else. So he decided to reinvent himself and become a certified financial planner, and he's now doing that. But he's not the kind of guy that wants to go to the networking lunch or the Chamber of Commerce or the Rotary. It's just not his personal style. And I said, well, you have to get your message out one to many if you expect to grow your business. I'm inviting you to blog as a personal finance columnist for examiner.com so that, number one, you can try blogging on as something that you could do regularly, see if you like it, and do it without taking any risk at all. Because they build the blog, you just start blogging. You build your community. He started doing his blog on January 25th of this year. It's the worst economy known to man. It's horrible. He has more business than he knows what to do with. The only thing he's doing differently is blogging regularly at examiner.com. His name is Steve Jutton. You can check him out. He's offering useful tips and information to help you make sound financial decisions one day at a time. There's no selling. There's none of that. He just tries to make useful commentary. So here's why this is good for him. People Google his name. Who's Steve Jutton? Immediately, tons and tons of references come up on Google that reinforce his expertise as a financial planner in Bellevue who comments about these relevant topics with insight and care and compassion. And so what do you know? He gets more phone calls, he gets more emails, and he has all the clients he wants, which in this economy is just like an alert the media moment as far as I'm concerned. So he was nervous about blogging. A lot of people were. I was nervous about blogging, and I love to write. And it wasn't until the third person that I like, trust, and respected said, Nancy, one arm of your success is tied behind your back because you don't have a blog. If you're good with that, I'm happy for you. And if you're ready to do something about it, I'm here to help. And it was like, oh, God, I got to have a blog. You know, and it's like, oh, one more thing to do. But can I tell you that last month over 19,000 people worldwide visited my blog? Mm-hmm. And that I get orders from South Africa, Ireland, the United Kingdom. I'm just a desperate housewife who dresses up nice when I go out to speak. But people all over the world are coming to my blog to read what I have to say because I have a blog. And I can attribute in the high five figures of revenue to my company because I have a blog. So it's a good thing if that's what you need and want. If it's not your thing, don't do it, but I will just be here to tell you. If you're wanting to get over the fear of blogging, you can go to my website, sign up for my free newsletter, and you'll get the Get Over Fear of Blogging So You Can Build the Buzz and Grow Your Business Now special report. It's free. But I'll tell you my own story, how I got over my fear and why it's a good thing. So if blogging is your thing, please consider it. Teleseminars, webinars, and workshops are a great way to share your expertise one to many. That's why I'm here, because how would I have met you otherwise? Not everybody here wants to do publicity, but maybe you know people who do, and you're going to remember that I came here graciously to offer useful information, and maybe you'll tell people, yeah, check this girl out. She's got some useful tips that you can benefit from. It's a great way to share the information one to many. Again, merchandise your contributions on PressKit 247, and I have links to that on my blog as well. Can't recommend it more highly. Another thing you can do, which I've started to do, is you can do special reports and information products, like the 97 Powerful Ways to Profit from Free Publicity. This is a really useful tool. If you have a very specific niche expertise and you create a tool like this, you could sell thousands of them. And people buy them by the boatload, too. My friend Paulette Ensign wrote a tips booklet called 110 Ways to Organize Your Business Life. She sold over 10 million of them, and they've been licensed in I don't know how many languages and I don't know how many other countries. And I haven't figured out how to do that yet, but boy, won't that be a great day. Win awards that celebrate your accomplishments. Have you noticed the 40 under 40, the 25 most powerful women in banking, the 25 fastest growing privately held companies? People say, oh, that's just a PR ploy. That's just a PR ploy. But you know what? It really works, because Oprah Winfrey says you want to surround yourself with others who would lift you higher. When you go to the 40 under 40 banquet with all the 40 under 40 people and their beautiful spouses, you are hobnobbing with people who are making a difference in our community. And if you want to make networking connections that can help propel you to the higher level of where you want to go, those are your people. And the same thing with the best companies to work for and all this kind of thing. It's not just the award you win. It's what who you meet when you get to go to the party. And the recognition that you get becomes fodder for your fabulous bio, because what are your stunning results? Not only have you been quoted in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and National Public Radio, but your company has won Best Company to Work For 6 years running, and you've also been in the Technology Fast 50 for the last 10 years, and who knows where you're going next. You see how that all starts to tell a story that's pretty darn remarkable? So awards are just like one more notch in the bedpost. You want to start acquiring them. I take my own advice. A few years ago, I was in the Women Business Owners, which is the preeminent organization for women business owners in our city. And I've been a member for like 5 years, and they created this new category called Women Business Owner Member of the Year. I thought, well, gee, I've been a member for 5 years. I'm pretty swell. I'm going to fill it out and see what happens. I was a finalist. I was a finalist. So why was that good for me? Because they had this big fancy-dancy thing at the Sheraton or wherever it was, and I got to do a 2-minute speech in front of like 1,000 people about why I thought, how grateful I was. I did not waste a single second of my 2 minutes. I was grateful, I was gracious, I was funny, I was memorable, I was remarkable, and I wore a silk dress that was so remarkable, and really great shoes. So when the thing was over, I just said that I did my 2 minutes and I was done. Everyone else got their 4 minutes, because I was only the member of the year, not the Nelly. They got 4 minutes and they took 8. They got 4 minutes and they took 12. I was the only one that took the 2 minutes and made the most of every one of them. And so when the thing was over, there was a line of people waiting to meet me and say, you're just the kind of PR person I want. So that's why it's good. I also, anyway, not to go on and on about awards, but don't ever underestimate the power of an award to bring you to the attention of the right people who can hire you. Another thing you can do, which is really today is easier than ever, is to explore video as a way to share your story. Now that there are these digital cameras that are so inexpensive, and you can take a video of yourself and put it on YouTube and help people get to know and like and trust you wherever they are. And again, I'll use an example from my own experience. I like to do business here in the Puget Sound. I've had many people in my life tell me, but you could be so helpful to people outside of your own backyard. Why are you limiting yourself? And the first people that tell you that, you kind of look at them and you go, oh, come on. And then the second person tells you, and you go, oh, come on. And then the third person tells you, and you think, oh, gosh, maybe I should be listening. So I got an opportunity to do an interview on an internet television show, and I got interviewed, and I watched the playback, and I wasn't embarrassed. I thought, you know what, this is actually useful information, and I look okay, given what God gave me to work with. So I asked the lady who runs the place, I said, could you turn these little this 14-minute segment into 10 little mini vignettes? And she said, yes, I can. And I said, and can you add my logo to it and all that kind of stuff so that it's easy for people to find me? And she said, yes, I can. And I said, well, it cost me a bunch of money. And she said, no. I said, well, do it then. So I put these videos out there. So what happened? And this could happen for you too, if you're an expert in whatever it is. You can do this too. Is people, you can use your website, your blog, your newsletter, your Twitter, your social networking profiles, all this stuff, to say, hey, I've got a channel on YouTube and you can check me out. And then they tell people to go check you out, and then people just find you serendipitously. So what has happened for me is people have said, I saw your video on YouTube. Do you teach workshops because I want to come? They said, yes, I do. Here's the website. Please sign up. I saw your video. Will you be on my radio show? I saw your video, will you come speak to my group? And so I didn't pay hardly anything to get the videos sent out there. But I've gotten more than enough back in terms of new business opportunities because people decided that they liked, trusted, and respected me enough to want to journey forward with me in some other way. So if that's right for you, don't be afraid of it. Tara Gimmer can make it look pretty. They have makeup people that can do the, you know, whatever needs to be done. Wear something nice and be yourself. And if you want to look for me on YouTube, just for fun, you can Google the term do-it-yourself publicity, and it'll pop up. You can also Google byebyemorinbio.com, and it'll come up. And there'll be a video of me from my backyard deck in Bellevue talking about how you can say bye-bye to your boring bio and hello to one that's memorable, magnetic, and remarkable, just like you. So those are just a few of the things that you can do to get known as an expert in your field. I want to tell you another thing that I want you to consider. Earlier, they were saying, who are you going to call and what companies do you want? How are you going to target? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
The book of lists? Mm-hmm. This is like a cornucopia of who to call, how to reach them, and where to go. If you don't have this already, I have to tell you that if you want to be seen, heard, and celebrated in the media, you have to read the media. That means you have to subscribe to the Puget Sound Business Journal. If you would like to subscribe, you get the publicity right. If you sign up today, you get to walk out of here with a book of lists. This is a $60 value. So if you're interested in that, that would be lovely. I brought handy-dandy handouts so you can know the 15 tips to be successful. What if y'all take one and pass it around? Oh, thank you. I do teach a workshop called the Publicity Express, which is a two-hour session with me and social media expert Steve McDonald, who writes a monthly magazine about how to make use of social media so that you can be effective. So he and I will be teaching at Seattle Design Center on September 16th, October 16th, and November 6th. And you have a flyer there that will tell you all about it. I would be thrilled if you would come and dip your ladle into the Nancy bucket again to learn even more about do-it-yourself publicity. And if the bye-bye boring bio action guide is something you would like to avail yourself to, or any of my other things, I'm happy to help you with that. And I'm also happy to answer any questions. So
we're also on BizNink.
Yes, I am. I recognize you. I'm very active on BizNink. Is anyone here on BizNink?
Questions?
Yeah.
Debbie Whitlock.
Yeah, you know Debbie.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Bring him on. I'm good on the spot.
I've got one. With the tons of new media and different ways to get a message out there, especially inexpensively, do you think it's become more easier or harder to get publicity? So we have all these new channels. You've also got so many more voices out there for most topics. Do you think it's harder, easier, or the same these days to get recognition?
I think it's very difficult on the one hand and very easy on the other. How's that for an answer? Those of us who are doing business on Main Street USA have the opportunity to connect with more people more readily if we participate in social networks. And it's totally changing the way publicity is done because you have more power under your own control to actually reach out to the people you most want to meet. If you pick up the Seattle Times, it's getting thinner and thinner. You pick up any major newspaper, it's getting thinner and thinner. Anyone who's a small business owner has a really hard time getting seen and celebrated in the pages of those media because it's the big companies that get the attention. The media follows the money. If you don't have lots and lots of money, either losing it or gaining it or earning it, it's really hard to come to the attention. So you've heard that expression, broadcasting? Well, I believe in narrowcasting when it comes to publicity. Narrow your niche to the people who are truly perfect for your message, and you will be heard. That is a really, really big idea. You can't say, I'm all things to all people and hope that they'll all come. But when you say, you are the comfort and joy publicist who loves helping people get seen, heard, and celebrated, and my perfect client is blah, 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 what do you know that everybody finds you? On Twitter, perfect example, you get 140 characters to say something every day. And you have a little profile. I say I'm a do-it-yourself publicity expert, trainer, and I love home garden television, better chocolate, better groceries, and HGTV. Guess who my clients are? Seattle Design Center in Burnia, Seattle Chocolate Company, La Panzanella Gourmet Italian Crackers. I don't think it's any surprise that I have the perfect clients in the stable, because I've gone out to the world to say, I am your comfort and joy specialist. If you have got better, when the guy from Better Crackers, you know, when I started my business, I was a desperate housewife wanting to earn enough money to buy better groceries. And that's a true story. I wanted $2.99 Wheat Thins, but I had to buy two boxes of plain wrap Safeway crackers because that's what we could afford. And I come home and I say to my husband, look, I saved $2. I felt like some 1955. And he says, if the crackers taste good, it's value. Otherwise, they're going to petrify in the pantry and we'll be no better off. That was the beginnings of me as an entrepreneur. So fast forward to about 6 months ago, I get this call from Paul Piggott, who owns La Panzanella Gourmet Italian Crackers. He said, I read on your website that you've done some extraordinary work for Seattle Chocolate Company. He says, oh, by the way, I asked for a testimonial and she gladly provided it, which is in the BioLiveWorry BioAction Guide, how to do that. He says, do you think you could do some work for me? And I said, well, what kind of company do you have? He says, I am a manufacturer of gourmet, artisan-made crackers. I said, there was a pregnant pause. I said, you have no idea how lucky we are today. Better crackers is my mission in life. And he laughed, and now we're working together, and it's fantastic. So don't broadcast that you're, y'all come, I'm available, come and hire me. I'm, you know, whatever you need, I'll bend and sway to meet the need. Find the courage to be who you really want to be and declare what you really want. Because that is so attractive. It's so magnetic. It brings more of the right people to your door. So you just get to say yes and get on with your life. And you won't really believe it until you step into it and do it. And I also remember this fellow that I knew, a financial planner. I was very new in my business, and he's very senior in his business. And I just wanted more clients. And he had all the clients he needed. And I said, well, you know, I got to take the work. And then he was trying to counsel me one way or the other. He says, here's what's going to happen, Nancy. He says, someday you're going to be well enough along in your career that you're going to have a new business development committee. And then you're going to be able to say to the person, thank you so much for the invitation to do your work. The new business development committee is going to meet next week, and we're going to decide if we can take you on. He says this, and I laughed out loud. I said, you've got to be kidding me, because I was so hungry. And he said, no, it's really true. And so he's my neighbor, and I ran into him the other day, and I said, you know, when you said that initially, I didn't believe you, but now I guess I should, because I had the courage to declare what it is that I love to do, and now I'm doing it. So I am someone who takes their own advice. Everything that's on this 15-item list of things to get known as an expert, I do them all. You will say to yourself, but I can't do them all. I'm overwhelmed. Well, which of those 15 things can you do and be consistent about so that you can see results and have some success? That's my invitation. Make them a well-formed habit. You will have success. When you land wherever you're landing, you'll have some new tools in the shed with publicity that you can put into practice to be more successful and have more success with greater ease. And it'll be a beautiful thing. Right? More questions?
Other questions for Nancy? Okay, well, let's give her a big round of applause. For... I will say in closing, Nancy, with all due